What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions over on torquemag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Mine's Overcast. I always got to give them a shout out. You can also download episodes directly from WMR.fm. Faust.js is a JavaScript framework made to unleash the power of WordPress for headless websites. Faust is one of the only, if not the only, JavaScript frameworks specifically built around headless WordPress, and Faust.js officially came out of beta on June 12, 2023, and may even have some features coming up soon, just in time for WordCamp US, which is happening next week. So my guest today is Joe Pusco, a senior software engineer at WP Engine, who's working on Faust, and we are going to talk about some of these new features and what's changed since Faust has come out of beta. Joe, how are you doing today?
Good, Doc. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Let's kick this off with just letting us know, how did you get into WordPress?
Yeah, of course. So my WordPress origin story, I started using WordPress in 2013 with around version 3.5. At the time, I was just working on an idea that I had, just building out some minor sort of sites and tinkering around, and actually got my foot in the door with a local agency in Rochester, New York, building some custom themes. And from there, got my first remote job working for InkSub, which is the company behind WPM UDev, EduBlogs, and Campus Press. So got a little time with each of those parts. So I worked for those companies. And then from there, I actually moved down to Tampa, Florida, where I had an opportunity to work for a manufacturing company that was using WordPress, not only for their marketing site, but kind of internally as well for a bunch of different tools. So got my feet wet with headless WordPress then, did a lot of custom development there. And that was during the pandemic. So everything was switching to remote. I actually had an opportunity to come back to Rochester. And that's when I started working for WP Engine. So yeah, it's been great ever since.
You mentioned something there I hadn't thought about, but you were doing WordPress, working with some great themes and products. And then when you moved to Florida, you were still doing WordPress, but you were doing like headless WordPress for a factory. Like that sounds really interesting to me. And I feel like you got to dive into that tidbit just a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So this opportunity, I just got an email the one day saying, you know, like, hey, we like your stuff on GitHub. Can we have you come down? And I thought it was fake at first. It just seemed really spammy. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come down. And they offered me a job. And yeah, so it was it was one of the world's largest door manufacturers. They have a few buildings out in Tampa. And yeah, it was really surreal. Moved the whole family down there. We were there for 3 years. And yeah, it was a lot of headless sort of components that we started to build out. So like the actual org, the marketing side was very familiar. Mm-hmm. WordPress, they were very much invested in WordPress. So using WordPress headless kind of made sense, just given that we already had those systems set up at the time. So yeah, there were some pretty cool things that were created out of that, such as like some door configurators.
I love this. Thank you so much for diving into that. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
This story took this turn into the world's largest door manufacturer and headless WordPress technology, and it's all like tied together. Let's get back into talking about Faust. I believe that Faust.js first, WP Engine first launched a version in late 2021, like September 2021. And just recently, a couple months ago, they have come out of beta with the official release of the product. Can you just tell our listeners, what is Faust.js and what has happened in those few years between the start of the project and it coming out of beta?
Yeah, so certainly Faust.js originally started as a hackathon project, and then evolved from there. Went through a few different sort of phases. One was with we used GQD, which is a GraphQL client. From there, we were kind of getting some, it just wasn't the best tool for that time as we were scaling. So we decided to switch to Apollo. And from there, we've been building out a lot of new features. Most recently coming out of beta, we just wanted to kind of indicate to the community that this is, you know, a production ready sort of framework. So while nothing specifically was tied to that 1.0 release, there have been some huge sort of ideas that have come out that we currently have RFCs for on the GitHub.
So let's talk about these RFCs. First off, I don't see many requests for comments on plugins in the WordPress community. Oftentimes kind of, it seems like maybe developers are listening, you know, checking on Twitter or things like that, but the actual kind of opening it up and getting feedback, that's pretty interesting. Maybe that's because this is such a big project that's why y'all are doing that. But I was wondering, before we talk into the specifics, the specific RFCs, maybe you could just tell us, why did y'all go to GitHub and reach out for comments from users?
Yeah, so Faust, you know, has been an open source project. However, it's been sort of corporately sponsored by a WP Engine. So with that, you know, comes its own challenges. We have our own process, like internally, but we're on GitHub open source, and there's the whole open source culture around that, with other engineers contributing back. So there was really just a little bit of a gap that we were noticing with feedback and not everything being out in the open, or I guess you could say building in a public with these decisions. So wanted to incorporate RFCs into our workflow, get some feedback from the community, like directly, and kind of iterate just in public on these thoughts. So yeah, it's been great so far. We've loved the feedback that has been provided, and look forward to doing this more.
One of the first tickets that I saw was a request for comments on React components to Gutenberg blocks. This document provides a detailed proposal for converting existing React components into Gutenberg blocks, which of course, people listening should know what the Gutenberg blocks are, but these are the block-based editing that WordPress has pivoted to. Can you tell us about what the proposal here is for?
The React components to Gutenberg blocks, this is sort of the next evolution of the React Gutenberg bridge, if you will. And essentially what we want to do is take existing React components that are in a Next application and just have those kind of automatically sync over to WordPress. So if you have a Gutenberg block created in one spot, you don't have to go and duplicate that, you know, and install a plugin and have it on both sides with duplicate code. So we really want Faust to be able to handle that and facilitate that sort of connection between the two ecosystems, if you will.
And what are the challenges with doing something like that?
Yeah, so challenges so far, I mean, we're definitely still sort of discovering different things with this, but we've built some POCs so far and getting us like 90% of the way there. So some of the challenges right now are really just, one of the big ones is like naming. I know that's kind of like not a technical thing, but just like, what do we call this thing? That's, you know, naming's always hard. But beyond that, working with WordPress, like trying to make WordPress think that this block, that WordPress doesn't normally look for blocks like that are remotely, you know, somewhere else, but just getting it to play nicely with WordPress. So as far as WordPress concerns, you know, it would just be a traditional sort of block that you would create maybe with the WordPress helper. I think it's like NPX create block.
In the request for comments, have y'all gotten any feedback on this specific issue that has helped your team or has shown that there's like a priority that you didn't expect to hear about?
So not at the moment or not yet. I think a lot of the conversation so far has just been sort of conceptualizing, you know, what this idea is, because we're in this space now where like no one's really done anything like this from what I could see. So a lot of innovation here, and with that, you know, comes sort of building those mental models for the community to understand.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. This is definitely uncharted territory, as you're talking about, even with like naming parts of it is difficult, and there's a lot of working parts, but also I feel like Gutenberg and the block editor is still maybe a moving target. Has that been kind of an issue when you're developing something around Gutenberg that there's a change from core that was unexpected, or is Gutenberg pretty stable these days?
Yeah, great question. So in the beginning, when I joined the team, yes, there was absolutely some changes that were happening that were kind of setting us back a little bit, just different sort of schemas and whatnot. But I would say in like this year, it's been pretty pretty stable, at least with the parts that we're utilizing of a WordPress. So it's been a lot better. We're really only focusing on you know, those production ready things, but still keeping our ear close to the bleeding edge features of Gutenberg.
And that's a good spot for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Joe Fusco about Faust.js and headless WordPress. So stay tuned for more after the short break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast. I'm your host, Doc Pop. Today, we're talking to Joe Pusco from WP Engine about Faust.js and what's happening with the request for comments for some proposed changes. And we were talking earlier in the show about how not many of the plugins that I follow, you know, put out requests for comments that I see, but maybe they do. And I'm not that tuned into it, but we're talking about the ones that are being put out by the Faust.js crew now. And we talked about one RFC for React components to Gutenberg blocks. Another one that I think is worth bringing up is Next.js app router support in Faust. Joe, can you tell us what is the proposal here?
The Next.js app router support in Faust proposal, we've done a bit of research into just seeing how we can support the new app router feature in Next.js. So with that, we propose some possible solutions here. But essentially, I mean, what we're trying to do is app router is using React server components. So what that means is we can kind of fetch data from WordPress on the server rather than making one big sort of GraphQL query to grab everything, as you can currently see in our current examples on the Faust repo. So yeah, we're all really excited about this. It kind of opens us up to, or Faust, to be more framework agnostic as well. Just being able to support, you know, React server components in general. So you can imagine, like, maybe you have some custom fields on a post and maybe some custom fields somewhere else, or like a menu. You can, ideally, we want Faust to be able to handle, you know, fetching those, or at least be able to provide utilities to help developers sort of lower that that friction to getting started with WordPress and headless.
And I see, like, as part of the proposal, it's saying that with the introduction of App Router, there is a new file called head.js that has custom support for fetching metadata, which should help users with SEO. Can you talk about a little bit about the benefits there?
Yeah, we've been working on or just kind of brainstorming how we want to handle this. So, like, SEO, huge part of WordPress, lots of SEO plugins. And really on the headless side, you know, SEO is not really prioritized. At least with, like, headless WordPress, it's kind of like roll your own sort of solution. So we want Faust to be able to fill that gap, and we think that, yeah, this metadata API could definitely help us get there.
Mm-hmm. And also, as part of this change, you mentioned it would help keep Faust agnostic, and I'm seeing here that that's going to help plugin developers and people who use plugins. Can you talk about what this change means, why App Router support could help plugins work better with Faust?
Yeah, certainly. So right now we kind of are, well, with this proposal, it's somewhat of a paradigm shift, not so much, we don't think so much like replacing how Faust is currently set up, but more so like just offering more utilities and a helper. So you could imagine, like, a WordPress plugin, I don't know, just has, like, for example, some custom settings. Maybe there's some, you know, Faust provides a tool to just quickly grab those on the front end in your next app. Yeah, just kind of help facilitate that connection between those two ecosystems of WordPress and Next.
The WordPress REST API was released in 4.7. I can't remember. It was maybe 2016. And I'm just kind of curious about what GraphQL, because we're talking about that a lot with Faust.js, what does GraphQL offer that maybe people couldn't get from the REST API that's in WordPress core?
Yeah, great question. So GraphQL allows, I would say the biggest thing without getting too much into like what GraphQL is, but just shaping your data like how you want it. So I can decide like, hey, I only want X, Y, and Z to be returned from WordPress. I can send a request that just has those things in the order I want them. And you know, GraphQL through WP GraphQL plugin will provide that in the exact sort of shape that I want. So I'm not having to filter through a bunch of, you know, I guess fluff in a response that, you know, might be like REST. There's a lot of extra stuff there.
WordCamp US, I mentioned at the top of the show, WordCamp US is coming up. As far as when we're recording, it's next week. I'm just kind of curious if, first off, if you're planning on going to WordCamp US and if people can reach you there. And secondly, if there's going to be maybe any Faust or GraphQL representation there, like at the WP Engine booth, or any maybe new announcements coming out about that?
Yeah, yeah, certainly. So I will definitely be heading to WordCamp US. Pretty excited about that. This will be my second one. I think my other one was in Philadelphia in 2015. But I will be there. Happy to answer any questions. I'll be hanging around the WP Engine booth. There will be some other folks with me. I believe it's Jeff Everhart and Jordan Maslin. So yeah, definitely come and say hi and pick our brains.
WP Engine often has great swag. I haven't seen any, but are there going to be like any stickers or anything for Faust? I don't know if the community kind of has its own branding yet.
Yeah, yes, yeah. So I don't believe that we'll have right now any Faust specific stickers. I do know that there will be other swag there. But yeah, we're kind of at the beginning of just starting to somewhat brand Faust a little bit as it matures.
On that topic, if people are interested, if they're listening to this and they're interested in Faust, what is maybe a good thing for them to do to kind of, I guess, learn about it and kind of dive in a little bit to try it out?
We would love to have y'all, anyone interested in trying it out. I would say the best way is to just visit our site, faustjs.org. You can head over there to the Getting Started section, and it'll walk you through one of our example projects where you can just set it up with a single command and get it running and see how the data flows and works there.
For that sample project, y'all have like it's web-based. Is that, do you know if that's the same as like the WordPress? I think it's called, I don't know if it's the WordPress sandbox, but like the kind of online web version of WordPress where you can kind of try it out without actually, you know, hosting it. Are y'all using the same thing there?
So we don't have any of the WordPress playgrounds set up on our current site, but that is something that I'm personally like looking at, and I've been geeking out about too. So I have a code pen I could share after this, but just with a link that has Faust, like the Faust WordPress plugin set up with GraphQL in the WordPress playground. So that's definitely a quick way to check out the WordPress side of things.
On the website that you were just mentioning, can people also find a link to the GitHub? Or should we give them a quick link for that as well?
Yeah, I can add a link to that. But yeah, GitHub is just wp-engine/faustjs, F-A-U-S-T-J-S. And yeah, it's just that houses our NPM packages and the WordPress plugin. So yeah, come and check it out.
Right on. We're going to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Joe Fusco about Faust.js, GraphQL, and headless WordPress. So stay tuned right after this short break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast. I'm your host, Doc Pop. Today, we're talking to Joe Fusco about Faust.js and some of the things that are coming. We've talked about the request for comments. We've talked about, you know, officially coming out of beta. We've talked about WordCamp US. And I guess the last thing I want to ask Joe is I'm always curious when there's new technology like this, if there's ways for me to kind of see it in the wild. Are there any good examples you can think of Faust.js being used in the wild for people to kind of play around with, or at least just hear about the story of how it's being used?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really happy with the amount of adoption that Faust is getting so far. So much so that even WP Engine right now is utilizing Faust and hosted on our Atlas platform. So definitely check that out. See how blistering fast it is. And it's really cool. On faustjs.org, we are planning to add a little showcase section that highlights some of those awesome sites that are currently using Faust. One of those being our main site, wpengine.com. On the Atlas platform as well. You don't need to be on WP Engine to use Faust. Just want to clarify that. It's used with any sort of platform. But we do feel that, you know, Atlas is the best environment for Faust to kind of be hosted on.
And we didn't talk about Atlas in particular. Do you want to quickly tie in the difference between like Atlas and Faust?
Yeah, so Atlas is our WP Engine's headless framework. So that's like if you want to host, you know, WordPress site and the node side, the next app, Atlas is where you want to go. There's also a bunch of other tools that are offered with that, such as Atlas Search. It's pretty powerful. That a lot of awesome features going into that and actively being developed.
Well, that's a great spot for us to wrap up this conversation with Joe Fusco. If you'd like to learn more about Faust.js, you can go to faustjs.org. You can also find them on GitHub. And I'm sure if you look around on Twitter and other places, you'll be able to find people talking about it as well. That's it for this episode of Press This, a WordPress community podcast. I do want to give a shout out. Last week, our conversation with David Wolfpaw, I thought was really fun. It was a conversation about how WordPress and the indie web and Fediverse can help keep the web weird and free. I thought that was a really fun conversation. And coming up in a few weeks, we're going to be talking to Leslie Sims from Newsletter Glue about how you can use your WordPress site to manage your newsletter. So you can skip MailChimp or Substack and power your own newsletter, and you know, including the content management, but also like the email list and everything like that. You could do that all through WordPress, and I think that's an exciting thing. Newsletters have just been one of the cool comeback stories, I think, of the past few years, is seeing newsletters come back, and a great way to keep in touch with your users, especially as social media and everything seems to be changing so fast. So that's going to be a really good episode. Thanks for listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. You can follow our adventures on Twitter at The Torque Mag. That's The Torque Mag. Or you can go to torquemag.io to find transcribed versions of these podcasts, as well as our weekly live stream, The Torque Social Hour. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download it directly from WMR.fm. I'm your host, Dr. Popular. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love spotlighting members of that community each and every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.